When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Jay Baer. Jay is the founder of Convince and Convert, a consultancy that provides content marketing, social media, and customer experience advice and counsel to some of the world's most important brands. His new study on speed and consumer patience is a wake-up call to organizations far and wide. Its primary finding? Customers who have to wait won't be customers for long. He's also the author of 6 best-selling books. Thanks so much for being here today, Jay.
Diane, fired up. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So what prompted you to decide to study speed and responsiveness?
You know, I've always cared about it. And all the books that I've written have had at least a section or a chapter, et cetera, on speed. But my observation, Diane, was this: coming out of the pandemic, we've all come to grips with the fact that time is the only inelastic resource. Quite literally, time is the only thing that everybody on the planet shares equally. We all have 1,440 minutes a day, and there's nothing you can do about that. It doesn't matter if you're Elon Musk or somebody experiencing homelessness. It doesn't matter if you're an American or a Venezuelan or a grandfather or a grandson. We all have 1,440 minutes, and the nature of the pandemic really made us understand that in a way that perhaps we had forgotten a little bit. And so all the trends that you hear about these days, things like the quiet quitting and the great resignation and working from home and leisure travel, that blending of business and leisure travel, all of that stuff is all tied back to the one trend, which is that we care more about time and how we spend it than ever before. So the ramifications for business are these. Today, if you are slower than your customers expect, what it feels like to your customers is that you are stealing time from them. And if you are faster than your customers expect, what it feels like to those customers is that they are being given a gift of time. So while I've always said that speed is a really important part of the overall customer experience, what I believe now, and my new research bears this out, is that today speed is the most important element of the customer experience, and that there is a really important correlation between responsiveness and revenue.
Wow. Okay. It's so interesting. So how fast do customers really expect businesses to be?
Pretty fast. And whether that's reasonably fast or not, I think varies on the business and the business owner, right? I mean, the thing about speed is that it's the only customer expectation that never goes backwards or really even pauses, right? I mean, it wasn't that long ago that if you got something delivered in 5 days, you were stoked. You're totally excited. And now if it takes 2 days, you're like, what happened? So we definitely have our expectations around responsiveness continue to escalate. And you think about when people are trying to contact a company, for example, most customers expect businesses to respond within 24 hours and much faster in certain cases. So for example, 3/4 of customers, 75%, expect a reply to a voicemail, a voicemail left for a business, they expect a reply within 4 hours. That's pretty quick. Some businesses can meet that standard easily. Other businesses couldn't hope to meet that standard.
Okay. But can a reply be you know, like a message that goes right, like a text or something goes right back that says, sorry, we missed you.
Absolutely. You know, yeah.
Okay.
And in fact, that's a best practice. So what I call that is this idea of answering even if you don't have the answer. What happens a lot in business, even internally with colleagues, is that somebody's got a question or a complaint or whatever, some kind of issue, and you either don't get it for a while or you get the question, but you don't know the answer. So you have to go look it up or ask somebody or find out or whatever. So what typically happens is that somebody asks a question, you have to go learn the answer. And then once you have the answer secured, then you reply. Well, the problem with that is the whole time that the person has asked, they're thinking, huh, did Diane get this question? Is she blowing me off? Is Diane out sick? Was she hit by a piece of Sputnik? Like, what's going on, right? There's like this, you don't know what's happening. And that lack of information creates a lot of anxiety. So the better way to do it is to say, Diane, great question. So great, in fact, I don't know. I'm going to have to go find out. I'm going to go do that, and then I'll get back to you. Now, does that require you to reply twice? It does. But that first one is almost a form letter. Like, got it, working on it, we'll get back to you. Yeah.
I always say to people, silence to the other person. You know, when you're silent, the way they hear that is you're like nothing is happening.
Yeah. Right.
So you could be actually working on it, but if you're not communicating with them that you got it, that you're working on it, they just assume you're not.
Yeah. We assume silence is ineptitude. It's not necessarily, but that's our assumption. And that's again, sort of this big trend that we're at this place now in the world where we interpret speed as caring.
Yeah. It's interesting.
You know, so like the other day I had to hire a painter, as one does. And I got three bids as you're supposed to, you know, and one painter got back to me in 4 hours and the other painter got back to me in a day. And the third painter got back to me in 2 days. Well, guess which painter I hired? The first one. And he was not the least expensive. In fact, he was the most expensive. And that's not atypical. In fact, in the research, we asked this exact question. And it turns out, Diane, that more than half of all consumers have hired a business in that exact same situation because they replied first, even if they weren't the least expensive. So in any kind of competitive situation where somebody is shopping for bids or to try and find a vendor, it really behooves you to do whatever possible in your business to be the first one to respond.
I think that is such a great point, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because people always think that everyone, their most important thing is price. And I would say, especially with the trades where people are so bad at following up and communicating, if you're on it, you're getting the business.
Absolutely. You're so right about the trades too. You know, trades people are very, very busy, especially in the pandemic. So many people worked on their homes and their properties and they got even busier in supply chain and can't find wood, et cetera. But the party line on all that is, geez, speed equals caring. So if somebody is not responsive when I'm trying to give them money, they're going to be really unresponsive once they already have my money.
Right.
So I would much rather work with somebody who actually responds to text messages and phone calls, even if they're more expensive, because at least, and this is the key part, at least I have peace of mind.
Okay.
We asked this question in the research, and 2/3 of customers say that speed is as important as price. 2 in 3. So this idea that, well, you know, we'll get back to people when we get around to it, but we'll still get the business because we're less expensive or maybe higher quality than our competitors. That's not a really solid way to run a business right now. Like, Diane, you have obviously heard of the old chestnut, good, fast, cheap, pick any two.
Yes.
I will tell you now that fast is non-negotiable, right? You have to be fast. So today it has to be fast. And then you can decide in your business whether you want to be the one that's fast and good or fast and inexpensive, but you better be fast.
Wow. This is so interesting. So, but you mentioned something earlier about
I think when I asked the question about how fast do customers really expect businesses to be, and you said something that I picked up on around, you know, reasonable, unreasonable kind of thing. Isn't it still important that a business owner or salesperson still be able to identify if someone's being unrealistic?
I think so. The problem with that is unrealistic is in the mind of the realist. Every customer has their own prism through which they look at responsiveness. And sometimes it's just based on who they are. Sometimes it's based on their perceived stakes at play. And sometimes it's based on things like demographics. So one of the most interesting findings in this research, Diane, it actually completely different than what I expected as a market researcher and a customer experience expert. We looked at how patient are each of the generations. My assumption is that younger people have less patience. And I think that because I have two college students at home. as it turns out, I was dead wrong. It is, in fact, the exact opposite.
Really?
And Gen Z, youngest consumers, are the most patient, and the least patient are baby boomers.
Wow.
It's literally the exact upside down of what I expected. Now,
no kidding.
Why is that? I don't know. Somebody said jokingly to me the other day, maybe it's because baby boomers have less time left, so they care more about the time remaining. That feels a little maudlin and depressing. Maybe that's the answer. It may be that Gen Z doesn't have as much kind of family and occupational pressures on their time. So maybe they're a little more patient because, you know, like, what are you doing? You're stealing time away from a video game system, like whatever. I don't know exactly why that is true, but it is definitely true. And I found it really interesting.
I think boomers are crankier.
The research would indicate that is true.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least, like, and I'm a boomer and I'm not cranky, and I get quickly annoyed with people who I will be at functions with, and they are just instantly cranky and picky and just dissatisfied with everything.
Yeah. It's an interesting time where people do equate speed with caring, and how fast they think businesses can be. We talk about this notion of expectations, but I will say this, it's not all bad news for business, right? That you can actually make real money at this. All the research that we did suggests that when you're faster than customers expect, they think better of you, they spend more money, they're more loyal. There's like real economic benefits to this. But the other idea that we uncovered in the research, which I think is a huge opportunity, is that customers will pay more if you give them that opportunity to not wait. So this exists in society now. So TSA pre-check, right? You pay more money, you get faster service at the airport. Sure. At Disney, the Fast Pass, I think they call it the Lightning Lane now, right? You pay a little bit more money and you get to cut the line at rides at Disney World.
Yeah.
Every business should do this. Literally every business should offer some kind of fast pass service. Doesn't matter if you're a plumber, doesn't matter if you're an attorney, doesn't matter if you're a dentist, doesn't matter if you're a home builder, it doesn't matter. You should offer this to your customers, and you will be shocked at how many of them will take you up on it. And all you have to do is resequence your customer work, and the profit margin on that is enormous.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's shocking. The research shows that about half of all customers will pay meaningfully more if they don't have to wait.
That is so interesting.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. and then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.
So do you have some examples of companies that, you know, lead with speed?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they're all around us. There's not very many because it's really hard, right? Yeah. So if you're going to lead with speed to the degree that you're going to kind of hang your differentiating hat on it, you better get it right. You know, you can't be fast most of the time. You got to be fast all the time if it's going to be something that you actually kind of puff your chest out about. But yeah, you think about a business like Jimmy John's, right? The sandwich company, right? Their tagline is freaky fast. Well, I mean, that says it all, right? If you're going to use freaky fast as your tagline, you better be freaky fast. Otherwise, people are like, well, wait a second. You said it was freaky fast and it took an hour. This sucks. So there are businesses like that. Lemonade is one, which is a AI-assisted digital insurance provider, like a tech-enabled Progressive, if you will. They process claims. So let's say you get in a car crash, unfortunately. You go on their website and you put in your customer number, like, oh, it's Diane. And you type in like a paragraph about what happened. They process your claim. Yes, Diane, here's your money. Or no, Diane, we're going to have to call you and have a whole conversation about it. That whole system, 3 seconds.
You're kidding.
3 seconds. Yeah, because it's all computerized. It's all artificial intelligence. They run a bunch of algorithms on the back end instantaneously to determine what the likelihood is of you having a fraudulent claim, et cetera. And they process it in 3 seconds, right? That is amazing to me. And it's certainly one of those businesses that says, hey, this is how we're going to differentiate in a marketplace, not with funny commercials, but just by being faster.
Wow. Those are great examples. And I do have to say that Jimmy John's is freaky fast.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where it's like a joke in our house. The minute I hit send to place the online order, I tell my husband and he clocks it.
Yeah.
Because he's amazed
yeah.
at how fast.
And you got to get a lot right in your business to do that.
No doubt.
But I will say this, and I want to make sure everybody hears this part of the message because it's really important.
Okay.
I don't want the takeaway to be just be as fast as you can all the time.
Yeah.
Because number one, that's overly reductive. And number two, it's not true. There is a point at which every business and any business can be too fast. Jimmy John's is right on the edge of it. So I'll give you a different example in the same industry. You ever go to a Mexican food restaurant and you order enchiladas and the enchiladas come to your table in like 90 seconds. And you think, wait a minute, how did they make these enchiladas this quickly? Is there an enchilada machine? Did somebody else order these, didn't like them, and they're waiting for someone else to order them, and they just brought them back to my table? Like, enchiladas, quality enchiladas cannot possibly be made in only 90 seconds, right? You start to question the trustworthiness of the enchiladas. You do not want to seek a tattoo artist who, you know, is the fastest in your town, or an eye surgeon, or a divorce attorney, right? There are lots of businesses in which too fast actually decays trust.
Uh-huh.
So there is a continuum of confidence. And the continuum of confidence starts off low. When you're really slow, people don't trust you. And if you're too fast, they don't trust you. So you want to be in the middle. So there's this principle that I have that I just developed called the right now. And Diane, the right now is the optimal amount of elapsed time in every customer interaction. And the right now is essentially slightly faster than customers expect. Jimmy John's is perfect. They are slightly faster than you expect. You're like, how do they do it? It's not so fast. You're like, well, they must have like already had these sandwiches made or something like that where you don't trust it. But they're fast enough. You're like, wow, that is quite a feat to get it that fast. So they have the right now. It's the perfect amount of elapsed time. Now, the right now changes in every business, right? The right now for an attorney is different than the right now for a painter, but every business has the right now. And the best thing you can do is to figure it out for your business and your customers and deliver on that every time.
Okay, but so how do they do that?
So what you want to do is first figure out how long it takes you today. And this is a huge problem for most businesses.
Yeah.
I talk to them all the time and I say, cool. All right, so how long does it take you to deliver the furniture once the customers order it? Well, Jay, usually it takes this long. I said, I didn't ask you that. I said, how long does it take on average? What's the median? What's the mean? What's the longest? What's the shortest? And they don't know. All they know is sort of the stories that they hear or the stories that their customers tell them or the stories that their employees tell them about how long it takes. They don't document it anywhere. So you can't optimize for speed if you don't know how long it takes today. That's the first step, is to take all the key points in your customer journey and document how long does it literally take today? Because only then can you start to say, all right, it takes us this long to deliver the furniture. What if we could shave 2 hours off of that? Let's spend the next 30 days to try and get 2 hours faster on that. And then let's see what impact that has on customer satisfaction, ratings and reviews, repeat purchases, et cetera.
That's it. Okay. So you don't necessarily need to know. And what I'm hearing is most companies don't, because they're not really tracking it well, but you can figure it out.
Of course.
Incrementally.
Yes, it has to be okay. Incrementally. Yeah, there's no switch that you can flick on this or knob that you can twist. You have to actually do the research and then say, okay, here's what it is today. Let's take one at a time, make it faster, and then see what happens. Do customers notice that it's faster? Do they care that it's faster? Do they buy more because it's faster? Do they tell their friends because it's faster, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like if you get it right, if you get the right now, like Jimmy John's, it will be obvious that you have it right. You don't have to like go looking for proof. It will be, the proof will be self-evident.
Okay. Does it help you get more customers?
Eventually, for sure. Because when you have the right now, I mean, think about this. Jimmy John's didn't pay us to have this conversation. Right. Here we are on a podcast with tons of people listening, and we're talking about Jimmy John's for free. Does that get them more customers? Yep. Yeah. So when you have the right now, it creates word of mouth disproportionate to the word of mouth you would have had otherwise.
Interesting. What about the people in a company who don't work directly with customers? Mm-hmm. What kind of role do they have in helping the business get faster?
The same role, if not more so, Diane, because how long it takes the company to respond to customers in every situation is driven by how long it takes the company itself to align information, services, supply chain, payment systems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's never one person responsible for speed in a business. It's literally a whole train. And it's just the caboose that is the one that the customer thinks is responsible for how fast their house is going to get painted. But there's a bunch of other people in that train. And so what I like to say is that it doesn't matter whether you've ever laid eyes on a customer. You are ultimately responsible for responsiveness in every business. And a lot of times the obstacle, the thing that slows it down, is the intra-company handoffs. This department takes too long to get the information back to that department, or Shirley's out sick and no one covered her work. And so nobody could get a hold of accounting. So the customer had to wait over the weekend to find out about their invoice. All of that stuff, right? It's almost always internal company stuff that slows it down.
Yeah, boy, do customers hate that.
They sure do. And rightfully so. And as we say in the research, they hate it more than they used to because of the pandemic, because people care more, because they believe their time is more precious, because wasting time is now believed to be a higher negative consequence than it was pre-pandemic. Like we all kind of came face to face with, hey, you know what? We're not promised anything. So we better make good use of how we spend our time, and having to wait over the weekend because Shirley was out at an accounting. Like, I'm sick of it. I'm through. Like, get it together. And this idea that businesses have, you know, had a tough time and supply chain and labor shortages, like that's all true, but customers don't care. We actually asked about that specifically in the research, Diane, and 8 in 10 customers now expect businesses to be as fast or faster than they were before the pandemic. So there is no, you know, you don't get a pass anymore because of the pandemic.
Well, that seems like that could be very challenging for companies that, you know, yeah. They have to get awfully creative.
Yes. And some of it is, of course, as we talked about, being faster and achieving that right now. But a lot of it also is just being clear about expectations.
Yeah.
Right. So often businesses say, well, here's what is going to happen. And then that doesn't happen.
Right.
And then customers get super mad about that, and rightfully so. They would have been much better off to say, you know what? It's going to take 7 days. And here's why. And I know you're disappointed about that, but we can't do it faster than 7 days. And nobody wants to do that faster than 7 days more than us, because we don't get paid until you get your furniture or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, yeah, it's going to be 5, when they know that they can't possibly do it in 5, but they don't want to, quote unquote, disappoint the customer.
But it does.
And so what really disappoints them is when it's slower than they expect. They'd be much better off. Like, the idea of under-promising and over-delivering is as old as business itself.
Yeah.
Yet it's shocking how often that maxim is not to.
I know. It's really true. Just it's so ridiculous.
Just tell them the truth. It's okay. They'll be fine. And if you lose 5% of the customers because they're not happy with your expectation setting, that's better than losing 20% of the customers when you fail to meet the expectation.
Yeah, that's right. That is exactly right. Boy, I hope people are really listening to this, because this whole desire to not disappoint, what they don't realize is they're still disappointing them, just it's at a worse. Different point in it's the worse. Process. Yeah,
it's worse. Way worse, because you already have their money then. And now they're mad. Now they're like, wow, these guys, you know, they told me one thing and they did another, as opposed to be like, well, geez, you know, every hotel was booked. What was I going to do? You know, it's you're much better off having the bad news up front.
Yep. Yep. I agree. Wow. This is fascinating.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, fascinating research. It must have been a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah, it was really fun. And it's a really comprehensive study, too. It's more than 2000 respondents, you know, pegged to the census. This isn't just like, hey, I asked a few people. This is university level research. Very, very comprehensive. And anybody can get it for free. It doesn't cost you a thing. If you go to thetimetowin.com, you can grab it for yourself. And there's a bunch of other stuff there. Infographics, videos, summaries. There's a bunch of other goodies.
Boy, that's awesome. I'll make sure that's in the show notes. And thanks. And seriously, Jay, thank you so much. And how can people find you?
You can find me at jaybaer.com, jaybaer.com, and on stages, conferences, and events near you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. As I said, I really appreciate this. And listeners, you know, I always say, you know, thank you. You're who we're doing this for. This is one of those episodes that you probably want to listen to again. And you want to go to thetimetowin.com and get that report and really read through it, because it can dramatically impact your business. So thank you all. And until we meet again. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.